incredible. He must have died while we were actually on the way back here.
He hung on to life until his story was told.
Power of the mind. Amazing.
Making his statement was as important to him as exacting his revenge.
You really think so?
Oh, yes, yes. What other reason could he have had for giving himself up?
What did you say?
Oh, Watson, think. Wiggins led Hope to the very same rooms where, not 12 hours before, his accomplice had been given a patently false wedding ring. He must have known it was a trap.
He fought like a cornered tiger.
Oh, what a picturesque vocabulary you do possess. Well, perhaps it was bravado. Perhaps his nerve failed him at the last. I don't know. But you recall what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Almost as soon as we reached the yard.
Yes. Wait a moment. Here. Mm-hmm. I knew I'd made a note of it. I don't care how soon I go, but I should like to leave an account of this affair behind me. I don't want to be remembered as a common cutthroat.
I don't want to be remembered as a common cutthroat. Mm. He came here knowing he would almost certainly be arrested because he desperately wanted his story on record. All that. 20 years. For a woman.
Holmes?
Gregson and Lestrade will be furious at his death. Where will their grand advertisement be now, huh? I wouldn't have missed this business for anything.
What was it you called it? A study in scarlet.
Yes, I must have been in one of my more lurid moods.
I'm enormously grateful to you for allowing me to be in on it.
Well, I only hope it hasn't placed too great a strain on your health.
By no means. I feel better this evening than I have for months.
Well, I'm delighted to hear it. A helping of the bizarre is always invigorating, I think.
I meant what I said, you know. You really have made an exact science out of detective work. Compared to you, Gregson and Lestrade are like blind men.
Mm.
Your merits should be publicly recognized. You ought to publish an account of the whole affair. If you won't, I'll do it for you.
Huh? I had no idea you went in for writing. You know, I thought your literary activities were confined to compiling lists of my shortcomings.
Please, let's not go through that again. I didn't know you then.
And now you do.
Come on. A study in scarlet. Make a marvelous story. There's adventure, suspense, romance, everything. Well, what do you say?
I say... Come in, Mrs. Hudson.
This evening papers, gentlemen. Special late edition.
Oh, thank you. Just throw them down somewhere.
I shall do no such thing. There you are. Nice and tidy. Good evening, Mr. Holmes. Dr. Watson.
Oh. You shouldn't tease her. She's a good woman.
Yes, a good woman. I was once introduced to a woman universally praised for her charity work amongst the poor. She subsequently proved to have dispatched 3 wealthy husbands by methods I will not relate so soon after your consumption of Mrs. Hudson's baked apple dumplings.
I'm most grateful. Look, what were you about to say? Holmes, what's wrong?
Listen to this. The public have lost a sensational treat through the sudden death of the suspected murderer, Jefferson Hope.
That news got out quickly.
Gregson and Lestrade, a man of Nome, they'd find a way to transmute their failure into success and their mediocrity into genius. They couldn't wait to parade themselves before their adoring public and soak up its applause. It is an open secret that the credit for the capture of this vicious and dangerous criminal belongs entirely to the well-known Scotland Yard officials, Messrs. Lestrade and Gregson. The man was apprehended.
Well?
Yeah. Read it for yourself.
The man was apprehended in the rooms of a certain Mr. Sherlock Holmes, who, under their instruction, has himself shown some small talent as an amateur detective. Under their instruction.
Keep reading.
With such teachers, Mr. Holmes may well hope, in the fullness of time, to attain some degree of their skill and professional expertise.
Didn't I tell you so before we started?
This is outrageous.
I'm going to bed.
This whole report is a downright tissue of lies.
I've a good mind to go straight round to Fleet Street and demand that they publish a retraction when they've heard my version of the facts.
Watson?
Yes?
Why don't you put these newfound energies to more productive use?
I beg your pardon?
Write your book, Doctor. Write your book.
That was part two of A Study in Scarlet by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, dramatized in two parts by Bert Cools, with Clive Merrison as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. Jefferson Hope was played by Shane Rimmer, Joseph Sangerson by Matt Zimmerman, Enoch Drebber by Ed Bishop, Inspector Lestrade by Donald Gee, and Inspector Gregson by John Moffat. Peter Carlyle played Brigham Young, Alice Arnold, Lucy, Christopher Good, John Ferrier, Alan Dean, Wiggins, Anna Cropper, Mrs. Hudson, Marcia King, Madame Charpentier, Jane Slavin, Alice, and John Bull, Stangerson Sr. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Alexander Balanescu. A Study in Scarlet was directed by Ian Cotton.